And that's why I don't put my stock in this, because this thing is going down. I just need a few tools to operate here. You know, a car, whatever. I ain't putting my stock in no car. You can get that thing, it's shiny, 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 shiny. Just keep it a few years. It ain't so shiny. It's going down. It's deteriorating. Hallelujah. You have to go get another one. Then you put all your stock in that. No, no, no. I'm putting my stock in this kingdom. That's going to be forever. And the thing about this kingdom can continue. Get brighter. So he said, but rather seek you the kingdom of God. And all these things you need shall be added unto you. Listen to the next verse. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to do what? Give you the kingdom. What is in the kingdom, provision? There's salvation. There's healing. There's miracle. There's sign. There's protection. There's strength. There's long life. There's joy. There's peace. You know, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read these scriptures. Listen to them. Matthew 16, 19 says, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom. Woo. Not only, he says it's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, right? If I have keys to the kingdom, who can keep me out of it? Woo. What did he say? What did he say? He said, and I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, where are you? Where am I? And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be what? Loose in heaven. That means in my life, because I am the righteousness of God. In your life, because you're the righteousness of God, I control what goes on in my life. The devil and his fallen angels and demon spirits do not control what goes on in my life. When I know who I am, that I have been made the righteousness of God, I've been made a new creature. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm a son of God. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. I control what goes on in my life through faith and grace, love and mercy and goodness and the goodness of God. Faith that worketh by love. Love is the motive why I do it. And grace is the ability to get it done. Hallelujah. 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 So I'm in a kingdom that has authority over all the works of darkness. Hallelujah. So in life, I have great expectation. Hallelujah. I won't allow anything to take away my expectation. Why? Because I've heard what God said. Colossians 1:12. Turn there with me, please. Colossians 1:12. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks unto the Father. Wouldn't you say he's worthy of being to give thanks unto? Have brought you into such a place and put you in such a position? Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet. Let's change that word and say it like this. Which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance. What have you inherited? I have been brought into the kingdom. He has made us able to be partakers of this inheritance, this righteous position. Hallelujah. It inherited out the saints in light. You notice he didn't say the saints in darkness, but the saints in light. The saints that have light, we know we have light. We know that we're the righteous of God. We know that we have an inheritance. We know that we're the children of God. We know that we're in a good position with God. We know that we can't be stopped when we know the truth. They couldn't keep Jesus in hell. The fact that they couldn't keep Jesus in hell, they can't keep you in hell. They can't keep you from your success. They can't keep you from your peace. They cannot, this world of darkness cannot stop you. Oh yes, they will challenge you. Have I been challenged? Yeah. Have you been challenged? Yeah. But we cannot be stopped with the truth we know and put it to work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Hallelujah. Galatians 1:4. Look what it says in Galatians 1:4. Who gave himself for our sin? Galatians 1:4. What did he do? He gave himself for our sin. For what reason? That he might deliver us from this present evil world. See, I'm not of this world. I'm in it, but I'm not of it. I'm of another world. You of another world. I say you are of another world. And don't let anyone, anybody, anything rob you of your rights and privilege while you're here. Amen. They will challenge you. They will come against you. Those things will come against you and try to stop you, but you stand your ground. How are you going to stand ground you don't know you have? That's why you should be a student of the word. That's why you should know your word. Know that you have a right to this. Jesus set you free. He delivered you from this present evil world. Notice what he said. According to the will of God, our Father. See, it's God's will that you be delivered. And we've been delivered. It was God's will for you and I to be delivered from this evil world. This world of darkness, sickness, disease, poverty, pain, suffering, division, breakup, divorces, and all that kind of stuff. It's God's will that you be delivered from that. You know, unfortunately, we've gotten tied up with things that we found out later we shouldn't have been tied to. Thank God for grace to get us untied. Amen. Am I talking to anybody today? Amen. Amen. I've been in some stuff. Thank God for deliverance. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I wouldn't want to stay in that. Listen to it. Still talking about the kingdom. It's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, Ephesians 1:19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? To us who believes according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also what? In the world to come. And 2:6 says, and had raised us up together, made us sit together. Ooh, aren't you glad? We're talking about the kingdom now. Made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, we've been raised up. That's why you can rule and reign in life when you know the truth. You can rule and reign. These things work. Listen to me. There is a system the enemy keep trying to pull you in, and if you get over in the mammon system because you are righteous and you operate on the mammon system, you know he's not going to let you rise up in that system. That's why they have all those schemes, all those things. They send us, they pick on us. I used to get caught up in them. They used to send me so many credit cards. You don't have to do anything. Just say yes. If you don't like it, ask for 30 days. And you know them 30 days, you forget to call back. The next thing you know, you got a bill in the mail. What they call it? Entry fee? Huh? Not late fee, the entry fee, you know, that the annual, yeah, your annual fee. You know, because you didn't call back in 30 days, they're not sending for the annual fee.